Thank you, Alison, very much. Okay, well, we're going to think a little bit about that reading this morning. And I want you to think long and hard about something that happened to the weather earlier this week. Can anyone remember? It seems a long time ago now, doesn't it? What happened? There was something really strange happened. I think it was Wednesday. Yeah. It snowed, that's right. And sadly, it's all melted. I'm not sure we managed to make a snowman or anything like that. But there may be some more snow to come. Now, who can tell me what's really special about snow? Anyone tell me what I'm thinking? I'm thinking about something very particular about it, so there may be different answers here, and that's okay. But, yeah, what's special about snow? Yeah, you can make lots of things out of it, that's true. Well done, top of the class, well done. Yeah, every snowflake is completely different. Every single snowflake is completely different. I've just got a picture here of a snowflake. And did you know, if you use a microscope, that's a very special thing that will help you see very, very tiny things much bigger. Under a microscope, snowflakes can look a little bit like this, and they all have a pattern, and they're all completely different. No one has ever found two snowflakes the same. Now, the Bible teaches us that God made the world, and he made all the sea, the sky, the clouds, the mountains, the rivers, the lakes. And he made you and me, and he made the snow, and he made it all different. There's a wonderful variety, isn't there, in creation. And that's what we celebrate, and it's really good. So I just want you to look at yourself a minute. Just look, you've got hands, you've got shoulders. Do you know you're the only you in the entire world? There's never been another you, there will never be another you. You are completely unique and totally special in God's eyes. And in our eyes. So I just want you to turn to the person next to you and say, you're a beautiful human being. Can you do that for me? There we go. It's true. It's great. It's true. You are beautiful human beings. And God has made you to be completely and utterly unique. So what we're going to learn about in our story today is just how much God values that important principle. That important lesson, that we are totally unique and special to him. Now, if you're listening to that Bible story, Jesus was there and he was making a bit of a name for himself because he was doing important things like healing people, teaching people amazing truths about God, and demonstrating God's love in amazing ways. It was really important work. And the disciples were around Jesus, gathered around Jesus, a bit like round here, if you can imagine here. There they were, around Jesus. And they thought they had important adult business to attend to. We didn't have time for little children. No, you go run off and go away and play. Jesus hasn't got time for you. He's too important at the moment. He's got too many things to do, so he hasn't got any time for you. That's what the disciples were thinking. And did you hear that Jesus was upset? He says, no, no, don't do that. Don't send away the little children. They're really, really important to me. Make a way. Bring them to me. And so Jesus says to the disciples, bring the little children unto me. And in fact, not just for fun, he wasn't just being a nice man. He said, actually, there's something really important that we can learn from children as adults. Often we think it's the other way, don't we, children, that we will always learn from adults. But actually, there's loads that we can learn from you. And that's the thing that Jesus wants us to learn this morning. You see, as children, we're ready to trust God. To trust God literally means to take him at his word. To believe that what he says is true. And as we get older, as adults, we get bombarded with all kinds of information, all different kinds of facts and figures, and it gets harder to just trust God. We discover our own gifts and abilities, we can do things in our own strength, we discover all kinds of ways in which we can do things without God's help. And Jesus is saying, actually, children have one of the most profound truths that they can teach us. And he says, doesn't he, in verse 15, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And what he's saying is that we are to trust God. And as children, we find that easy to trust people because we're innocent, and that's a beautiful thing. And as we get older, that gets harder and harder and harder. But God is just simply calling us, whether we're young or old, to trust him. To trust him that he is the God of love who made us and wants to be in relationship with us and wants us to follow him In fact, Jesus said, didn't he, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is saying to us this morning, will you trust me? Will you trust me to lead you to the right way, to lead you to God, to be in relationship with God? And so we have a really important lesson, just to take God at his word. And you see, God loves it when we put our trust in Jesus. And he says that Jesus paid the price for all of our wrongdoings when we get things wrong. And when we turn to Jesus on the cross, he will forgive us. And that puts us back in the right with God again. And all we have to do is simply trust that that's what God is calling us to do. No more, no less. As children, we can find that easy because we like to trust God and we know that he's trustworthy. So I think the challenge is more for us adults today. Are we ready to take God at his word, to put our trust in Jesus, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that when we seek his forgiveness through his death on the cross, he puts us in the right with God? That's what God wants us to believe. That's how God wants us to live. So let's pray, shall we? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you love us and you know us, that we are each one of us unique in your sight. We are special to you, we are precious to you. And we thank you that you want to know each and every one of us. And we pray that you would give us eyes of faith, not a childish faith, but a faith like children, where we can put our trust in you. And we are sorry for the things we've done wrong, and we thank you that through the cross you forgive us and put us back in the right with our Heavenly Father. So would you help us by your Spirit to trust you and to follow Jesus every day of our lives. And we ask this in his special name. Amen. Amen.